Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the morning show. It is September. That just dawned on me, Justin.
It's crazy.
It's been September for like a week.
I'm not ready for it. Can we dial it back to August? I'm not ready for this year to end.
I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for Christmas.
Are you?
Take 2 weeks off and just sleep. I'm so tired, guys.
Let's get to Halloween first. Thanksgiving.
But Justin Richmond joined me on the show today.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you here. We're going to talk about your new show that's coming out on Netflix, September 14th, Dragon Prince. That's going to be our big topic today. Before we do that, of course, we're going to get to know you and talk shenanigans. Speaking of Halloween, this just occurred to me the other day. My two favorite holidays, Halloween, Christmas.
Yes.
Bookend the holiday season.
It's also video game season, too.
It is video game season. But as a person who doesn't play a ton of video games, it's my opportunity to eat candy at the beginning, pumpkin spice, everything all out through, and then my mom's cheesecake.
At the end. That's great.
That's what happens.
Well, it starts now, right, with pumpkin spice latte.
Are you a pumpkin spice guy?
No, not at all.
No.
But someone pointed out on Twitter the other day that pumpkin IPAs are just the guy version of pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, yeah. So, 100%.
And I am a fan of those. So.
But I'm also not afraid to have just the pumpkin spice latte occasionally. I don't have anything that I crave that has pumpkin spice in it, but pumpkin spice is the harbinger of the holiday season.
Yes, that's true.
And so when I see it start cropping up, I get that like, ooh, and then I start hearing it. You know what I mean?
Leaves start falling.
Oh, it's so good. Fall is the best time.
Yeah, fall is the best
time. Screw summer. We don't need summer.
I'll agree with that. I will definitely agree with that.
If you guys are watching live, thank you so much. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do this show each and every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, where you can be live with us in the chat, just like King Franchise 88 and Mrs. Dollar Beals. Says PSLs are gross. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but you know on this show, if you disagree with me, it's a possibility you're getting timed out. I might time you out for 35 seconds. Forget about it. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, and you want to leave a comment in the comments below, we'd very much appreciate that. I like to respond to all the comments, at least for the first couple days. Jump back in there. Anything you like. You want to talk about any of the new stories. You want to talk about his new show that's coming up again on Netflix, September 14th, Dragon Prince. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm very interested to hear this whole process.
Yeah.
At least as much as you can talk to me.
Absolutely.
Because you go from games, basically directing games.
Yes.
Then you say, you know what? I'm done with games for the rest of my life. I'm never going to do a game ever again.
That is not true.
We're going to the superior medium. Which is
there's some questions here. There's a few jumps.
Am I jumping logic here?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I create. This is my show, okay. Sir.
Right, you can
I
do whatever
my
you
own
want.
Narrative
yeah.
here. of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by two illustrious sponsors. We have Hims, which is a wellness brand for men, and Loot Crate. We're going to talk about both of those later today, and that means we're going to give away two games to two winners. Of course, if you want to support this show with more than just your views, you can watch on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, and you can subscribe to us here, which you can do one of two ways. One, you can give us your hard-earned $5 for a subscription, which sounds like a lot, because it is, but we appreciate those that have done it. Or two, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription every month. You can give that to one of your favorite creators here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or Twitch in general. We'd like it to go to us, but if not, give it to someone in the community who you feel is doing a great job of being a best friend or just doing an awesome job of keeping you entertained. A reminder, that has to be done every month. It's annoying, and I appreciate that. And I just realized, Kevin.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's not do the housekeeping graphic today. How about that?
Sure.
We have a lot of younger audience today. A lot of younger viewers today. So we're not going to do the housekeeping graphic. We are going to go into housekeeping right now. Top on housekeeping. Have you played Dead Souls at all?
I have played Dead Souls. Of course.
I played it. Our review is up. Kevin, play this. There we go. Right. Well, is it? That's okay. Right. I'm actually in Gamescast this week is the big news.
What?
This is the big news. I'm not in the shot because I haven't quite made it to the big league yet. I'm over on the shock mic. We're going to be talking about Dead Cells on Gamescast this week. If you guys want to hear my review of it, I'm in there somewhere.
You're not actually in
No, you can hear me probably talking
okay.
at some point. I swear to God I'm in this episode.
I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest. I don't believe you.
I swear to God. I will say this. I am, as you know, the Kind of Funny world champion. I currently hold the belt, and there's a possibility.
I don't know how you keep winning, but you do.
Nobody does.
These are facts.
There's a possibility that we played another stupid game in this week's episode of Gamescast, where I came in and wrecked shop again. And it's a dumb game. Do you watch Gamescast at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, Jared does. I don't watch it at all. So you don't. Don't feel bad. Okay, don't feel bad if you don't see any of our content because I barely watch this show.
I do see your content. Yeah.
They do a game in this where it's is it an Atari 2600 or mobile game?
Well, I mean, it's different every time.
Is it different every time?
The mobile game part stays the same.
So it's mobile game or X.
Yeah. Got it.
And me knowing absolutely nothing about either platform, they chose me to compete.
And you wrecked it.
That's why they call him the champ.
It's possible that I stepped in with zero preparation and just spanked everyone's baby bottoms.
That's awesome.
Also, Cool Greg threw this in if you want to.
Sure. Up over on the weekend, of course, Eminem apparently dropped an album out of nowhere. Cool Greg and Tim Geddes, the brothers Smothers, have reviewed it. So go over on, it's on our main channel, youtube.com/kindoffunny. You can check that out. How long was the review, Cool Greg?
About an hour and a half.
Wow.
Nice. Hour and a half review.
Hour and 44
That's
minutes.
Deep.
What's your feel? What's your read? Are you lukewarm on this album? Are you liking it? Is it hot fire? Is it everything?
I'm excited. It's a step in the right direction.
Okay. I heard a bunch of people talking about it over the weekend, and they were like, they really liked it. And they were saying it's a nice kind of return to form for Eminem, who is now just blasting. Because I guess he's just like known for just spitting. Like,
he's not known for going at rappers, and this he's.
But he's going at rappers,
right? Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
I guess, right?
I am. I'm excited for
it. I don't go at it. Here's my thing. When are we going to start the campaign where we go after other YouTubers? When are we going to just start talking mad trash about Harley over at Epic Mealtime?
That's a good move.
No. What we got to do is got to punch upward, or Kevin, we can punch downward if you want to. We can pick the kids that have like 15 subscribers and he's talking just mad trash.
Yeah,
that'd be fun for me.
And he eats a lot of meat.
Yeah, Harley's jacked.
Yeah.
You're bringing up a very good point. He could destroy all of us.
Just roll in here. Just
have you ever met Harley?
No.
He is from Epic Mealtime.
Yeah.
It's funny. I met him the first time. I was like, I can't believe how big you are. But he was like kind of a fatter guy back then because he was doing just basically eating all the food he was cooking.
All the time.
I see him, fast forward. Greg's hosting the Square Enix conference when Greg and Tim were hosting that conference when they were doing Final Fantasy the reveal, and I go backstage and I see this mountain of a man. It's Harley. He's got a beard that's dyed white and he's jacked. So he looks like a jacked out Father Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm like, what have you been doing? He's like, just working out a lot, bro. I work out a lot. I don't look like that.
Let's not start a rumble with that.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll find someone else. Maybe we can start messing with Anthony Carboni or something like that.
I don't know, man. I feel like Anthony Carboni, maybe. I can see him doing some backflips or something.
Look at him. Yeah, look at how big he is. Yeah, pull this up for the audience.
Yeah, there it is.
Wow.
There's a part of me, of course, a very insecure part of me that just wants to start beef with him because I'll never look like that. So you know what I mean? Like you gotta tear people down because you're not you don't feel
like
good
a
about yourself.
Idea.
Well, that's what I do here.
All right,
that's what we do here on the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Yeah. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunny. What's up, Kev?
I just feel like if you commit, we can get you here.
That jacked?
Yeah.
No. The thing is, he's like 6'5". I'm never gonna look like that.
Right, but like you've got this super broad shoulders. Like you could we just gotta do
But the I don't way. Have the I don't have the classic dimensions of broad shoulders, tiny little waist. I'm just a square. I'm a rhombus that walks down the street.
I don't think that's true at all.
It's 100%. I look at myself naked a lot.
Oh, it's disturbing.
We're going to stop there. There are young children watching the show.
Full stop.
We're going to stop there.
Remember, hard pass on that. It's important to love your body.
Love your body, but only love it so far.
All right,
so much.
All right, let's go.
Bring up this next thing, of course. Fan mail tier. You guys came out in droves last month, of course, for a signed picture of me, and now it's Spider-Man month. It's September 7th. I started playing it over the weekend. Really enjoying the game.
It's awesome.
Shirtless Spider-Man was kind enough to give us a press conference here. And yes, I did composite out that podium. Thank you. I did a great job there. If you guys did not know, fan mail tier on either of our Patreons is a special exclusive Shirtless Spider-Man themed thing. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you will get an official glossy shirtless Spider-Man game cover that you can slide into a PS4 cover. It'll be signed by shirtless Spider-Man's photographer, Greg Miller. So get that while it lasts. This is a one-of-a-kind, exclusive, once-a-month thing. Give it to me right here. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. I appreciate you, Kevin. Okay, he's doing God's work.
There you go.
Kevin, cut to the one. Look at it.
Yeah.
It can't get any better than this. There's nothing on the inside.
You could have a game in it.
You could have a game in it. It's possible that we could have sold it with a game.
Slightly better.
But I'm not sure.
I don't think the legalities.
There's we're, okay, listen, right. we're, this is an inspired. This is an art inspired PS4 cover.
Yeah.
Sony, please don't sue us. And then, of course, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, if you're a supporter of a fan mail tier over there, we are going to get this art print done by the Panda Musk himself, which is Spider-Man from the PS4 game and Shirtless Spider-Man. So we get together, just having a great time. And don't ask where Shirtless Spider-Man gets the webs from.
Well, the best part is he's not actually holding on to the
webs. No, he's just falling to
his
death.
Dying.
Spider-Man maybe saving him, maybe letting him fall to his ultimate demise.
Exactly. Should I save this guy?
That's where it's going right there.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. Next up, I get to pick. Let's see if I can actually subscribe to Fiona's channel. I tried to do it last week, but I'm not quite sure when my stuff. I do this thing. I'm like, you got to be the change you want to see in the world.
Okay.
So I have one free Amazon Prime subscription as well.
I think you missed the end.
Yeah,
it
just said witch.tv.
Yeah. I feel like you're sounding way more noble than it is.
No, no, no. I'm benevolent and noble. How okay. do I? I'm gonna say. What do you mean?
You're right.
No, I don't want to follow that.
Did is I that the right one? I don't think that's the right one.
It's her.
Is it?
I think. Why can't I subscribe to you? Maybe I already subscribed to her. Did I subscribe to her already? Well, this is not good content. What happened to the thing? I can't sub?
You must have already used it.
No, I didn't use it. Maybe it... No, here we go right here. This is what I want. New... No.
Isn't this whole bit supposed to show kids how easy this is?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Seamless.
But I don't know why. I'm not seeing the subscribe button on her channel anymore. I'll check it out tomorrow. All right, let's go into the news, Kevin. The news... Top
I love our
what's that? Our graphics
like
are dumb.
The graphics are so good.
Here's the thing. I almost made a new graphic today for the third news story.
Uh huh.
But then Tim's not here, so I'm gonna force you guys to listen to me talk about a show on Netflix or a movie on Netflix that he hates but that Joey loves.
Yeah.
But then Joey's also not here.
Yeah.
So I don't know how well this is gonna go over. But we'll start with this story. CBS won't release investigative report. Les Moonves is out. Long and short of this is a lot more people came forward. Six more women came forward and said, hey, this guy's done some bad stuff. He's officially out. He's leaving. But he might get a $120 million payday for that.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. Of course, that is based on whether or not there's an investigation happening by two legal firms into his misconduct. So we'll see what happens there. But it's the end of an era with Les Moonves leaving CBS. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Now, the big question is this. Will they listen to me? And will they take Star Trek Discovery off of CBS All Access and just let me watch it? Do you understand?
I
don't want to subscribe to CBS All Access. I don't have $10 more a month.
I feel like when you put it that way, probably not.
Here's the thing. Like I realize there's a lot more going on with Les Moonves. I don't understand all of that.
Okay.
I just want to say, I want to just tell CBS for watching right now, let me just watch it on Netflix.
No, not on Netflix. That's not going to work, right?
Let me just watch the new show on Netflix.
Oh, okay, I see. You're pitching them to put it on
another network.
I'm pitching
them, take your content and put it on Netflix.
I see.
Because
I feel
Netflix
like it's
is
a bold
where,
strategy.
Is that, it's bold, I know. And again, I don't understand how things work.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, let's make this happen.
All right.
Let's make it happen. Mm. All right, next news story. This one I'm very excited about.
This is awesome.
This is Jordan Peele, of course, has quickly become one of my favorite directors in the last like 10 years.
He's amazing.
Get Out
came
from nowhere, was amazing. Looks like he might try to work that magic. And of course, people talked about him potentially doing Akira. People talked about him doing a bunch of other stuff.
He's doing Twilight Zone, right?
What is that? He's
doing some anthology show like that.
Yes.
Or whatever. He's rebooting and he's amazing.
I can't, but the chat will let us know what it is. But it looks like he's in talks to reboot another classic slasher horror film, The Candyman. Looks like this story comes from Colin Stevens over at Egan.com. It looks like the 1992 slasher film Candyman might be getting a remake, and Get Out's Jordan Peele is reportedly in talks to produce the project, as reported by Bloody Disgusting. Peele is currently in talks to produce the film through Monkey Paw Productions, which previously helped produce Get Out, Black Klansman, Key and Peele, and more. It is currently unclear if Peele plans to simply produce the film or if he will also serve as director.
I want him to direct it.
I want him to direct this.
Yeah, me too.
Candyman used to freak me out.
Dude, Candyman, I think my wife is watching. She will attest to the fact that I still have a hard time watching Candyman to this day.
Yeah,
I watched it way too young. Terrifying.
Way too young.
Yeah.
That's the one where if you say Candyman in the mirror,
he comes out and murders everybody.
And murders everyone.
Or like kills your dog. Or like it's terrible.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's really terrifying.
And Jordan Peele doing a Jordan Peele take on this could be pretty amazing.
Yes.
Let me see what the chat's saying about this. I gotta pull up the chat here. What are you people saying to me? Well, actually, this chat's just not working. Hey, Kev, how do we redo the chat on this thing?
I'll come over. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just going to click a bunch of buttons.
If we just push things,
what if
it'll
I
work,
click
right?
buttons?
All right.
K Fabio 22 says, I've never seen Candyman. Well, you were probably born after 1992. I think they made a few Candyman.
They did. There were at least two.
Yeah.
I feel like there might have been three.
There was one where they flash back to like he was like a farmer or something. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I did not watch them. Yeah.
See, Arvel Crynight brings up a very good point. If Nick would have gone to RTX London, he could have binge watched the entire season of Star Trek Discovery in his hotel room on Netflix. You're right. That's a huge missed opportunity for me. Am I planning on watching it when I go to Argentina later today? Later this year.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, I'm going to. That's one of the beautiful things about international travel is, you know, I'm a traveler.
Yes.
You know, I'm an adventurer.
Yes.
And what I like to do is I can go to a place, and just watch what's not available in American Netflix.
Yeah, yes.
Do you understand that?
I do.
You have an iPad, right?
Do I have an iPad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can download them too.
Yeah. You know, there's weirdness. Will they allow you to do that?
Turn the Wi-Fi off, and then you can watch on the plane.
I'll binge them all. I got into that show Elementary.
Yeah.
Starring Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's great.
Actually a good.
My good friend is one of the EPs on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man,
Shout out to Jason Tracy.
Hey Jason, thank you for making that show because I was watching it in Denmark. I was like, oh, I like that Johnny Lee Miller. Yeah. Why? Why, you ask?
Of course, why do you like
the seminal film, Hackers?
Yes!
Because I love
Angelina Jolie
so much.
Crash Override.
Crash Over. I was zero cool. You crashed all the... Yeah, I did that. Hackers is one of those movies that people will never... They just won't ever get. Unless you were in that time period where you watched it.
Yeah, it was special.
It's one of those films where I watched it in the 90s when it was made, and I was like, this movie's already outdated, and I love it.
It's amazing.
Matthew Lillard's in it.
That's right.
You got the guy that plays the Plague. I can't remember the actor's name, but he's great. Lorraine Bracco's in it.
It's an amazing cast.
Great cast.
Fisher Stevens is in it.
Yes, exactly.
Penn Jillette's in it. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's ridiculous.
Love Johnny Lee Miller from that.
Yeah.
Love him also from Trainspotting, obviously.
He's great.
Go watch it. I was like, Elementary, I'll give it a shot. I love the take on the Watson-Holmes relationship.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
Then I get back to the United States, crestfallen.
There's not
Crestfallen, but it's not. Yeah, it's not on Netflix here. You can find that on Amazon Prime, I think, but I couldn't find it on Netflix. And I'm like, well, it was already free. Like, once you get something for free,
it's hard to go back. I agree.
It's hard. And I'm a diehard Netflix guy. And I'm not just being a senseless shill for Netflix right now because your show is on Netflix.
Okay, yes.
I just like Netflix.
I do too. Who doesn't?
Speaking of liking Netflix, Nick Way, Kev, bring this up. Now, this has been much debated in this office for the last week. Joey Takagami,
Sweet Joey,
comes in and says, my new favorite rom-com on Netflix is To All the Boys I've Loved Before. This to me sounds like this is not going to be up my alley. As you know, I'm a very macho human being. I take my masculinity seriously. Tim Geddes watched it with his girlfriend Gia, and they both didn't like it. And I'm like, that's strike three. No way I'm watching this movie. So I watched this movie over the weekend. And I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it.
It's great. I really want to see it. Oh my God,
it's so great.
Yeah.
The star, what's her name? Laura Condor?
Yeah.
Lana Condor.
Yeah.
My only touchdown to her was she played Jubilee very briefly in the last X-Men film in the 80s, I was like, okay, she's in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I go to watch this, evidently based on a young adult book series. I don't read, and I'm also not a young adult. So
many strengths.
I'm also a man of almost 40. So this is not necessarily, it's weird that this speaks
pretty
to me.
Pretty far down the list.
A man of almost 40, I really like that. Yeah.
I'm a man of principles, I'm a man of adventure, and I'm a man of almost
40. Yeah.
I watched this movie and I gotta say, I really enjoyed it.
I really wanna see it.
I really enjoyed it. It looks great. This one and the other movie that I was really, really enjoyed over the last, it was sort of young adult themed, was Love, Simon, which if you haven't seen
it. I loved it, yeah, it's great.
Really,
it's
really fantastic. Good as well.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm trying to tell everyone in the audience right now is you should watch this.
Tim has bad opinions.
And Tim has terrible opinions.
But you already knew that, right?
I did know that. Tim and I are so diametrically opposed on so many issues, with the exception of the Fast and Furious franchise,
which I think we can all agree is the greatest franchise ever made.
Yeah. It used to be Star Wars, but we're not going to get into it.
I feel like
why.
If you ask anybody in my office, all I get is grief about how much I talk about the Fast and Furious.
Do you talk about it a lot?
I love the Fast and Furious
How excited are you for Hobbs and Shaw?
I would watch 30 of them. I don't even care.
I have a hot take right now.
Okay, hot take.
I think Hobbs and Shaw is going to be better than The Fast and Furious.
I want that to be true more than anything.
Chill out, dude.
The Rock,
I don't know, man,
has never steered us wrong.
That's true.
With the rare exception of Baywatch.
That's not never then, right?
Which
it's a totally different kind of franchise, though.
And Rampage, which was okay.
Yeah.
And probably Skyscraper, which I didn't see.
He was good in Rampage.
He was good in Rampage.
He's great in everything.
He's the Rock.
Ballers. He's the Rock.
You watch Ballers?
I do watch Ballers.
So good.
I love Ballers. It's a great show.
It is candy.
Yeah.
It is just the guilty pleasure.
But you're right. If the Shaw Hobbs movie, you know what would be great? The Shaw Hobbs, and then bring back Han and Giselle.
Oh my
That's
God.
My pitch. Then it'll be great.
Let him direct that movie, for Christ's sake.
How can they bring them back? Like, it's post.
Dude, it's Fast and Furious.
They right. just do stories right. from them
it's,
when they were alive.
Or it's out of order. No, or whatever. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, but it's fine.
They mess with that. They mess with time in the Fast and Furious movies worse than Star Trek does.
I guess they brought back
You're just bouncing back and forth. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Because three is actually six, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a huge fan.
And me too.
Yeah.
You just confused me.
Bring back Han and Giselle. That's my petition. They're the best.
I'm throwing it out there. Let the man direct. I will be a producer.
I'm available.
I'll be a producer on the project in name only.
Yeah.
I will just put, you just put my name on it and I get paid. That's what producers
do. Yeah, that's how it works. Yes.
Perfect.
That's how it works.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
DH Cannon in the chat says, hopefully I don't have to watch all the Fast and the Furious to enjoy Hobbs and Shaw. You should.
Wait, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you should watch them because they are fun movies.
What are you, a monster?
Except for two. Yeah. Except for two.
What are you, a dirty
Even
monster?
Even two, they're all great. Five is my favorite.
Two is not good.
two is the worst of all of them.
Two is when they were like,
we don't know what
we're
going
to make another one of these movies. It was one of those things where you're like, I don't know the specifics and I'm just shooting straight from the hip right now. But I feel like it was like, we're going to lose the rights to this movie unless we make another one this year or something.
Yeah.
And so they're like, what? Somebody found $50 underneath the cushion and they were like, give this to Paul Walker and Tyrese and let them just be in this movie.
Yeah.
And they got Eva Mendes and she was like, somebody blackmailed her into doing that film.
She shows up again, right? She shows up in five?
She shows up, she has a cameo, I think, in
that's
five.
What it is, yeah.
That movie, it was the low point of the series, let's just put it this way. Yeah. But I still give it to Fast and Furious 1, because it's the originator, and it's the only... Somehow they made me care about fast Honda Civics.
You know it was Tokyo Drift that made you care about everything again.
That's because Han's in Tokyo Drift.
Exactly.
But see, you don't understand the brilliance of Fast and Furious. You see Tokyo Drift, and that's the mainstream, right? That's all these Fairweather fans. I was on board.
It really
since
wasn't,
one.
Though. Yeah. A lot of people were like, Tokyo Drift, not a good movie. And then they watched four,
crazy.
And they're like, okay, all right. See. And then they watched five, and they're like, wait, what's going on
five
here?
Five is the best car chase, I think, in modern
is that with the bank?
The one with the bank.
Yeah, it's pretty really good.
And physics be damned.
Physics be damned.
Physics be damned.
That is such a, I mean,
it's a bank they ball destroyed that weighs 87 tons.
They destroyed most of Sao Paulo.
No, yeah. That's just, you've killed lots of people in that movie. No, all seriousness, though, I watched the first one, I was like, this movie's dumb. Second one, I'm like, I'm never watching this again. Watched Tokyo Drift on home video and was like, I'm back, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
This got me back.
And then four.
Four.
Suffered through four.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And then, to be honest, and this is a revelation I just came to, Rock, if you're watching, it wasn't until The Rock came on board that I was on board.
Absolutely.
I was on board, but I was super on board when
The Rock came in, it was like, close the cabin door.
So we're ready to take off. He flexes and he breaks a cast.
Daddy's got to go to work.
Come on.
I say that every day. Kevin, how many times do I say that to you?
He says that way too often.
How many times do I say, Daddy's got to go to work before we start
the
show?
Really,
and you say, stop referring to yourself. I don't do that.
Yeah. Real handsy.
No. Let's move on. All right. Let's go to the big topic. I want to talk about your show.
Cool.
What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not watching the trailer?
Oh, yeah. We can watch the trailer as we talk. Let's watch the trailer first.
Yeah.
Unless Netflix is going to claim us for this. Netflix, don't mess with us on this one.
No.
Nick, what I need you to do, because this is the first time we're doing it, to hopefully not have any
I got to switch over to input three.
Input three.
All right.
Okay. I don't know how to do that on this.
Hit the middle button.
Okay.
Then up and left, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see on this thing.
No, left.
Oh, God.
Right, it's right.
Oh,
it's
God.
Right.
Up, right. Left.
There you go.
Here we go.
It is left. Oh, look at me.
And it was right, it's okay.
We got it.
We figured it out. There was no left.
All right.
We're going to watch the trailer right now. Watch with us.
War is full of uncertainty.
We strike when the moon is highest.
Moonshadow elves are dangerous elite fighters.
Can't you just make peace with them?
It's not that simple.
Oh, that's our setup. Sorry about that.
Wrongs on both sides.
Humans cut down the king of the dragons and destroyed his only egg, the dragon prince. Justice will not be denied.
You need to see something. This changes everything.
Maybe it could stop the war. It's up to us now. We have to return this egg to Zadia.
Get out there and find them.
Well, I'm gonna
gonna find a way to stop them. After all, unstoppable is just another kind of stoppable.
No, that's not really right.
I mean, it kind of is. That's a very positive way of looking at life.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
The other guy's kind of a half of glass half empty kind of guy.
That's a way to do it. Yeah.
Y'all made it!
September 14th,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Friday.
Friday. Is that Friday. This Friday?
It's this Friday.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
It's very good timing for you to be on this show right now.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's almost like you planned it.
It's almost like I planned it.
It's almost like you. So walk me through this.
Okay.
How do you get from working on Uncharted.
Yes.
And then working at Riot and then coming here.
Yes. How do I get there?
How do we get there?
So I went to Riot and I met a couple partners, Justin Santisteven and Aaron Ehaz. Aaron was the creative director and Justin worked in finance and was in charge of all the R&D finance stuff, and we sort of started talking and we were like, we have an idea to make a company, and the premise was basically, let's make shows and games together with the same team all under the same roof, and then we went and did that thing.
Are you utilizing same assets, or is it more just about having the collaborative creativity in like one?
It's both. So the whole premise was, let's get all the same core creatives. So like, let's make sure the game designers and the programmers are sitting next to the writers and the artists from both things, right?
Got
and
it.
We are actually able to use some of the assets from the show in the game, which is awesome.
That's cool.
That's a bonus. I mean, that was a nice bonus. But no, it was more about, let's get that core crew of creative people to be literally working on both products at the same time.
So walk me through this then. You go, we got this idea for the show, we got this idea for this game.
Yeah.
How long is that process from ideation to now it's September 14th and you're seeing this thing come to life?
So it was about we left 3 years ago.
Okay.
We spent time.
Sounds familiar.
About the same time.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to say that we inspired you guys.
Yeah. We were like, hey, we should do that thing.
Like if Greg Miller can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we left like a week before you guys.
Really?
Yeah, we were very close.
Okay, well, I heard it both ways. Yeah.
That's up for you to judge, yeah.
It's fine.
So we took it's been almost exactly 3 years to go from. So that was, a bunch of time trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're lucky enough to find Netflix as a partner, and they came in and bought the show, which was incredible. And then we kept pitching on trying to find an investor for the game, and we have this amazing investor, MWM, which is Madison Wells Media, and they they own Oddbot Films, so they did like Hell or High Water and Drive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're awesome. And then they've got a VR division, and they've got a live events division, and it's this co-founded by Gigi Pritzker and Clint Kisker, and they're awesome. So they put money into the company, which was amazing, and helped us get the game off the ground. And so now we've got sort of both things running full
steam. Where's the game at?
So the game is early. We're not really talking about what it is yet. But it's but it's set in the same world.
Okay.
Same characters, same assets in some cases. But we're cranking away right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll have more, I'm sure.
We'll have you back when that comes out.
He's also going to be on Games Daily, so Greg's going to probably drill you about
that's
game. He's going to grill you about that, not drill you.
Yeah.
We're not going to be actually. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to keep moving on.
All right.
So you have this idea. You're like, cool, I have this idea. We're going to do this game. We're going to do this thing. Where did the idea for The Dragon Prince come from?
So Aaron and I started talking, right after we left about like sort of what kind of thing we'd want to do, and we both loved fantasy, and there was not a lot of epic fantasy out there. It was just like Star Wars was like just trying to come back, so a lot of sci-fi stuff going on.
Sure.
There was Game of Thrones.
Don't talk about Star Wars.
Okay, sorry. All right, I'll cut it off. All right, no more.
I won't mention
it. Yeah, sorry, I missed it. There's a note right, there's a note right here. It says no Star Wars.
We should put a picture up because it says no Star Wars.
It's like crossed out Vader.
Just put it out of it, just the actual. It's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like, come on, man.
That's awesome. Somebody make that shirt right now. I want that.
So we wanted to do fantasy. The only really big fantasy thing that was going on was Game of Thrones, which is an amazing show.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do something that was
slowly coming to an end, though.
Yeah, I know. It's just sad.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's not sad.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Finish it off. Do it right.
Well, there's going to be
finish strong.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be prequels and stuff. But
yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to do something for a younger, you know, slightly younger audience, and that meaning, like, you know, it's the same sort of epic kind of storytelling with just like 30% less murder.
That's nice. Know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
No murder.
No, there's still, you know, things happen. It's still, you know, still an epic story. But
listen, man, there's swords.
Yeah, there's swords.
And where there's swords, there's adventure.
Yeah, that's right. It's epic adventure. That's a good way to put it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so you go, we're like, hey, we're gonna form the company.
Yes.
We're gonna quit. We're gonna do this.
Yes.
We got this idea.
Yes.
Do you write the pitch for it first and then go out to Netflix? Or do you write like, hey, here's the first episode, here's the first
seven? We did a pitch.
Seven.
Yeah, no, we did a pretty extensive, like 150 slide deck that told sort of the premise and the world and then the plot sort of what became the pilot. Was all in that deck.
That's cool.
And we took it around town and showed it to a bunch of people.
Are you working with artists on this too?
Yeah, we had a bunch of artists who we were fortunate enough to find who just loved the IP and wanted to help us out, and you know, worked for, you know, a couple months, and we got a ton of art in there, and then went and sold it to Netflix. And we had a couple other people bidding, and Netflix won out. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. They've been a joy to work with.
That's what I hear. I mean, you hear that a lot, where people are just like, hey, they let you be creative and let you just do your thing.
It's awesome. They really do. I mean, no nonsense. Like, they really actually let you do that, which is awesome. And what's amazing is our executive, Jenna, was actually the executive on Avatar The Last Airbender, which Aaron was, you know, the co-head writer or co-EP of and head writer of. And so it's sort of a little bit, you know, coming back to that same circle. Our director slash EP, Giancarlo Volpe, was on Avatar also. So we have this sort of continuing DNA from that. And so it's been great.
You guys have a great lineage on this
show. Yeah, not bad. Not
bad. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
September 14th.
September 14th.
Everyone can see it.
Don't forget.
Is that, because we have some other people in that are not in the United States. Do we know if worldwide?
It's worldwide.
Worldwide,
midnight Thursday.
Because then sometimes the people in the UK, they get a little fussy.
This is worldwide. It's in 22 languages.
We can't see this because you're in America. Well, you know. Yeah.
No, everybody. Everyone gets it. Worldwide launch. It's in 22 different languages, plus a bunch of subtitles and all kinds of stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, Netflix got behind it in a big way, which is awesome.
That must be fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
So what is your life like right now?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's a little weird waiting to see. I can't wait for fans to see it. You know, it's like we've shown that minute and 40 seconds is what the vast majority of people have seen. Mm-hmm. We showed the first episode at Toronto Fan Expo and at Comic-Con, which was cool. And the fan reaction was amazing. So I'm just sitting like this going, hopefully everybody really likes it.
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
And do we have, like, I don't want to get too far into the strategy, but are we thinking merchandise for this?
Yeah,
like...
I mean, you guys watch it, we'll make it, right? Okay.
So get out there and support the show.
Yeah, no, we are. We will have stuff in Hot Topic this month, and so there's a bunch of stuff coming out for that, but the more you watch, the more cool stuff we can make.
Is that a challenge, though, right now, that everything's sort of like, there are so many opportunities for all of it to play in together. Is the strategy of launching something like this, is that more daunting than it used to be?
I think of it as more, it's such a great opportunity to reach the fans. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many more touch points than there were 10, 15 years ago, right? Like, we can interact with them on Twitter. Like, we have amazing interaction with fans on Twitter. We can talk to them on Instagram. They can buy stuff. They can watch the show. And it's all sort of this one organic thing. So yeah, it's a little more complicated, but I feel like it gets a lot more interaction between the people we actually want to be talking to.
It's awesome. So smart that you guys are doing, like, just like, focusing on the TV, obviously, you want to make the great narrative, you want to build the world, but then also keeping the eye on the long game of like, hey, we're going to make a great game, sort of a compendium for this, or to, you know, which I don't know, you can't talk too much about it, but I'm assuming you're probably going to fill in some of the narrative with the game.
Yeah, there's like the world, like, I mean, the world is, we think, is this huge, cool world that we've built, and so there's a lot of different places we can go that aren't necessarily exactly what the plot of the show is.
So, speaking of plot, give me the one line, sort of, what is this show about for people who have never heard of it?
Dragon Prince is the story of two young princes and an assassin who was sent to kill them on a mission to stop an enormous war from happening and save the world.
There you go.
They're from opposite side of the conflict, and what happens? That's what happens.
Okay. Yeah. And how many episodes in the first season?
Nine episodes, yeah.
Good amount.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect amount.
It's an exactly one
You've
Lord of the Rings.
You clearly listened to me.
It's one Lord of the Rings worth of content.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah, you know, exactly. It's like, you know, that's about how much time it is. So.
You're selling it to Andy right now. Andy's in the other room going, Lord of the Rings, I heard Lord of the Rings. I'm thinking, oh, that's great. Yeah, no, I love nine. I'm like, anything below 10 for me is great with Netflix. I actually would go six would be my perfect.
Six for an hour. I feel like nine for a half hour is like the right.
That's probably, you can get through that pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's two nights for me. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
September 14th, Dragon Prince, go support.
Yeah, please.
Worldwide, start at midnight.
At midnight, yeah.
And you should be able to be finished by 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Come on.
Easy peasy.
What are you doing?
let's go into some tips real quick. Kevin, we won't do the graphic for that either. And then we'll go into PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. Let me pull up tips real quick and see. If you guys have any questions for him about what it's like to make a game or what it's like to make a show on Netflix, please cue those up in the comments. Or if you want them read specifically, you guys can tip us at the $5 or above level or give us 500 cheers and you can ask him questions there as well. Starting it off, what is today, the 10th? Oochie. Pi Bla Khan says, please read. It's not too long. Just a smidge over the character limit and gave us a image. Of something? I don't know. I'll read that later.
Where are you seeing this?
In the tips. From 10:51 a.m.
I see.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, do you want me to show you this?
Or what is it?
It's like...
I mean, you... No, okay. You could have just put this in the... That's not how this works.
It's too far over, he was saying.
I'll read it later, then. That's not how tips work, ladies and gentlemen. What does it say? Even though I never... Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we did a topic about like how to reintroduce the X-Men into the MCU universe, and we were just spitballing. My take was it would be fun to turn it on its side of like having Professor X be the bad guy in the first one and having Magneto be the protagonist where he has to go and save the kids.
I like it.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
But
that's great.
Yeah. Obviously not making him the bad guy overall, just having that be the role reversal, the CIA brings him in. To like stop Jean Grey because Jean Grey is her power. She can't control her power.
Right. Yeah.
Magneto's trying to save them all. Yeah.
I think they're going to go through Scarlet Witch. That's my.
You think they're going to do that?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean,
you think they're going to start calling her a mutant?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I think after.
Maybe.
Like, if there's a big event, I can see her, like, that changing.
Well, she's more magic now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
She's enhanced, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But I think it's such an easy, like, quick switch to flip.
Yeah.
Where you just go, hey, this is, they're enhanced because it was enhancing a mutant gene that's come out and now we're going to call them mutants from now on.
Yeah. I like it.
I think that's not too far of a stretch. Yeah. But the question is, how long, you guys can hear us talk about this ad nauseum on the latest episode of GOG, how long have they been around? That's the question. Are these, is it a new phenomenon?
It could be new. I mean, they could do what they did with like the Terrigen Mist, like with Miss Marvel, right? Where they kind of rebooted it and it was like, they could do something like that where it's like, oh, an event happened and then... Right?
That's what a lot of people
maybe
are saying,
you know, like the with snap. The snap, exactly. There's a bunch of ways in.
We'll see what happens. I feel like it's gonna be cheap. So you know,
no, you gotta give them credit, man. Come on,
Marvel's
these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been crushing it for 10 straight years.
That's true.
I'm not worried.
That's
ten
true.
Ten more years.
Ant-Man 020 says, "Hey Nick, just wanted to share my spoils of winning for my big day yesterday in DraftKings playing fantasy football. Took home $200 total the whole day. Shout out to A. Rodgers for his performance." Last night and winning me some money, hashtag champ to champ. Well, congratulations on that $200. You're spending it wisely by giving it to me. Gray has tipped us and said, my dream since I was a youngster is to have Nick wish me a happy birthday. Now is your chance to make my dream come true, Nick. Your move. Give me the one, Kev. Happy birthday, Gray. You're welcome.
So sincere.
You're welcome. Hey, how dare you? How dare you, sir? Sergeant Sarge has given us 400 cheers. DJ Kanto gave us $5. Said, Nick, in November, Star Trek Discovery hits Blu-ray. When it does, I will give you my digital code that comes with the set. Deal? Deal. Also, here's a fun clip. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Love you all. Kevin, of course, will vet that fun clip.
I didn't love it.
He is throwing the fun clip out. We are not watching that fun clip. We call him the Great Wall of Kevin. Nothing gets past him, especially the Muggle Hordes.
Right.
Ronnie Ho gave us 400 bits and says, Jack Ryan bits. Not sure what that means.
The Jack Ryan show?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything. Have you started watching that yet?
I haven't. I really want to, but I've not seen it yet.
I'm lukewarm on it.
I like the books a lot, so.
I like John Krasinski.
I like Hunt for October.
I don't know if I buy him, but a lot of people are saying he's good at it because he's kind of dorky.
Quiet Place.
Kind
Did you see Quiet Place?
Not yet.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's so good. So I'm in.
Good as the action guy, though.
Quiet Place?
We'll
it's
see.
Great. It's really great.
I'll watch it.
You should watch it.
I want to watch it. It keeps coming up.
It's
great. I keep testing the waters with the missus.
Yeah.
I'm like,
does she like horror movies?
No.
Oh, well, then this is.
But I did get her to watch It. And she really liked it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, this is. Okay.
They both really
this one's way more tense, though, than It.
She's not going to like it.
Okay, yeah. It's a lot of like.
But It was just a really good story about like a coming of age, a group of kids that were coming of age.
Right.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
Which is the magic of Stephen
King. They're doing another one. Or the other parts. Yeah.
Very tense
about
that.
Yeah. Cast looks
amazing. Shout out to Jessica Chastain.
Yeah. The whole cast looks amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
They really nailed it.
Yeah.
I just, I took, do you know Jared Petty?
No.
Work with Jared? We work with Jared here, obviously. He's very well read. And I was letting him, I was talking to him about The Dark Tower.
Okay.
And I watched the movie on the plane.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wasn't disappointed with it.
What?
I'm like, this is actually, it's not a great movie.
Okay.
But the tone of it reminds me of like all those psychotic 80s movies that were quote unquote kids movies that we were all allowed to watch. Yes. We were like, this is terrifying. This is terrifying. Like witches or what was it? Like Dark Crystal.
Sure.
Where you're like, this is kind of traumatizing for children. That's what it reminded me of. It could have used with about 30 more minutes of exposition explaining the world. Because it was only like an hour and 40 minutes maybe. At least it felt pretty
quick. It's Idris Elba, who's amazing.
Yeah. He's fantastic. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey is still good. But long story, you're on a walk with me right now. Sorry. Okay. I talked to Jared because I know I'm like, of course Jared's read every Stephen King book. I'm like, should I read the Dark Tower series? There's seven books.
Yeah.
That's they're a pretty huge. Big commitment
yeah, they're
to
huge
me.
Too, yeah.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, you should absolutely read them. But before you read them, you gotta read four other books. You gotta read Salem's Lot, The Stand, It, and something else. And I'm like, so now I have to read 11 books.
But I feel like its connection to It is very light.
It's just the world. It's the Stephen King universe.
It's it's building the world.
The SKU.
But you know me, I like to go back and start at the beginning. So I started Salem's Lot over the weekend.
Which is great.
And it's phenomenal.
Yeah, you actually started reading
it. I started reading
it. Oh, you did?
Good for you.
I downloaded the sample. I'm not sure if I'm going to go audible.com with it yet.
The you know, you can do both.
I do both.
It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome. I did that with a Smothers Brothers book. I read the history of the Smothers Brothers.
Hey, all right, come on. This ain't sponsored by Audible.
That's fair. But it actually is a pretty cool.
It's a really cool piece of
stuff. I'm joking around.
Yeah. I have no idea why I started talking about that. Let's go to P.S. I Love His Best Friend XF. That's it for tips. Thank you all for your tips. For those of you who didn't tip and ask him a question, you failed me for the last time. P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. Did we read this last week, Kevin? Am I crazy?
I wasn't here last week.
I'm going to read it again. Luke is shouting out Abby. Hey, gang. Can you give a shout out to a wonderful animator called Abby who's working away at Sumo Digital on some stuff that I'm sure all the Kind of Funny best friends will love. She's always gives everything 110%, but recently she must be going at about 140%. If you could say that she is a star, and I'll be able to spam her with a clip for the next 100 years. Peace, love all, love and all good things, Luke. Of course, he went to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to shout out Abby. Give me the one. Abby, you're a superstar. We appreciate all of your hard work. And I'm sure that once whatever you're working on comes out, we will love it. I can't guarantee that because we are fair and balanced here. Well, at least we are on Games Daily. Here, I will just shout it out because I like to just promote things. It's fun. Not Dragon Prince is going to be fantastic, though.
Thank you. Not you.
I'm backing myself. I'm just paying myself in a corner here. But I'm...
Just give her a wink.
There it is.
Good job, Abby.
Then you get the gift.
Great job, Abby.
Yep.
All right, it is giveaway time. There are four ways to win our giveaway, which we do each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. One, be in the chat, just like Captain F Awesome is. You didn't win anything. I just wanted to shout you out real quick. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber, which I desperately tried to be to Fiona today, but I'm not quite sure why your subscriber button's gone. I don't understand that. I'll look into it later. Of course, if you have Amazon Prime, Twitch Prime, do that. Boom. Three and four, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you support us at the $2 or above tier, you get entered to win. That is four ways to win the giveaway today. We have two giveaways because, Kev, I need you to pick those people.
All right.
By the way.
Why didn't you tell me early?
I did.
No, you said, never mind, I got it. And I was remembering, I was like, I'm proud of you, Nick.
Oh, I still need to pick you. I got the games. I need you to pick the people. That's what I meant. Sorry. Miscommunication. We have two giveaways because we have two sponsors today. Our first sponsor is Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box delivered direct to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Crate curates, designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. There are over 30 million crates sold. The original and most popular Loot Crate is a curated collection of items from the best pop culture franchises. This September... the September crate has four incredible franchises, including Marvel's Venom, Alien, Predator, and X-Files. You know the way to my heart, Loot Crate, right there.
That's awesome.
Are you excited about the Predator
movie? I want, yes. Oh, my. Shane Black?
I'm jacked about it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. Right now, Loot Crate packs $50 of value into each crate for less than $20 a month. You can't lose. Loot Crate offers 16 other awesome crates from gaming to anime, including the next most popular crates. Well, right now I'm just excited about the X-Files crate and the Predator crate. So I can't see beyond that. Here we go. Well, I mean, like, you get me with X-Files, and you keep me with Predator. That's where you are right now.
Alien, come on.
Alien, for Christ's sake. Yeah. This crate will sell out. You only have until Wednesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. to guarantee your order, or this crate is gone forever. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. That's right. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS, KFMS, and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. All right. Our next sponsor is Hims, a wellness brand for men. Tell you the one thing right now. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. I started noticing mine was going early 20s, and I could have done one of two things. Let it go, just like the Frozen song said, or keep it. Okay? So I decided to do something, and I tell you what, right now, I'm happy I did. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. And by the time you start noticing it's gone, it might be too late. Hims has the solution for you. Go to 4hims.com, which is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. I've done this. It's very, very easy. You go on, you fill out a questionnaire that all of your responses go to a real doctor. The doctor sees it. They prescribe you a treatment method. Right now, I'm using the shampoo, I'm using the finasteride, and I eat all of Andy's biotin vitamins. He doesn't know I do that yet. He keeps putting them on a desk, and he's probably wondering where they go.
What's happening, yeah.
Well, because I'll order mine, and I'm bad about it, but you guys can go to 4hims.com, and they will do a recurring order of this stuff for you. Don't be like me. I'm crazy. It's very, very easy. Right now, listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. I can attest to that. The name brand equivalent of these are just, they're very, very expensive. And these are the generic versions, which is great. Go to 4hims.com/morningshow. That is forhims.com/morningshow. 4hims.com/morningshow to get the trial month for just $5 today. All right. Two giveaways today. The first giveaway winner is, I assume these are from, oh, this is from the subscribers, Spider Kid. You have won Story of Seasons on 3DS. And our next winner is Clank Choose You from the Twitch chat. You have won Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap on Xbox One. Congratulations to both of you guys.
It's on Spyther Kids.
What's that?
It's on Spyther Kid.
Where do you see
the
that?
The three, right?
Spy oh, no.
Spyther Kid.
I just, we'll get, whatever, he won. We're gonna mess you for that.
It's definitely Spider Kid.
Okay. Is it Spider Kid?
All right.
Yeah.
In fact, I gotta remember to go over and do that. It doesn't matter. All right, let's go to the 33. This is a part of the show we just talked to the chat.
All right.
Take a few questions, comments, concerns, so you can put them up for yourself. And then, of course, we'll go into sub-only mode, where we'll talk to the people we really care about, the ones who have given us money. That's what's going on there. let's see, Taco69 says, damn, that's also not me.
Taco.
Sorry about that. One day you'll win. But you know what? You're just a winner right now because you heard your handle come out of my mouth. Isn't that great? Isn't that not enough for you? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Lexi Gunner asks, Nick, any interest in Iron Fist Season 2 that just released this weekend?
Oh.
No. I'm lukewarm on it. I liked The Defenders, but...
Did you like Iron Fist Season 1?
I didn't watch Iron Fist Season 1. I watched The Defenders because I was like, it was just too much of everything to watch.
Sure.
I liked it. But Iron Fist, to be honest, was not my favorite part of The Defenders.
The Avengers, yeah.
I really like Jessica Jones. I like all the seasons of those.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, I'm lukewarm on. No pun intended there. But I liked the kill. Is it Killjoy?
Yeah.
Killgrave.
Killgrave. Yeah.
And Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones. I loved that character. Yeah. So that's what drew me into that. Yeah. So, and I'm also a big Kristen Ritter fan.
Was there two seasons of
Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think there was. I want to say there was three.
No, there's two that are out. I don't know if they're making another one. They might be.
I'm sure that they will be.
Yeah.
I feel like those.
There's definitely two out.
Second season was entertaining. Yeah. I got through it. I liked it.
It didn't have Killgrave in it though.
It had him a little bit in it,
like,
but it was more just flashbacks.
Less,
she was pretty much just haunted by him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he's a monster.
He was a terrible, terrifying monster.
Bad person.
It sucks because that's my first real exposure to that actor. Who was Doctor
Who
actor?
Yeah.
And so now I can't watch him in anything
else. David Tennant.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
I can't watch him in anything
else. Oh, because of that.
Yeah, he's terrible. Yeah.
He's also in Harry Potter, Nick.
Yeah, he is.
What was he in Harry Potter? Oh, he was in Harry Potter.
He's, what's his face? His kid.
He was the guy that plays One-Eyed Willie.
No. Mad-Eye Moody.
Thank you.
One-Eyed Willie.
I did not realize that was him. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mr. Yasmin300 says, hey, Nick and Justin, what movie screened at TIFF are you excited to see? Mine is Halloween and A Star is Born. Have you seen the previews for Halloween?
I can't wait. Old Laurie Strode, come on.
Jacked.
Amazing.
And I just scrolled down on the IGN review.
Yeah.
9.0.
No kidding.
They liked it.
That's
it
amazing.
It was amazing.
You know, he has the, I saw it, and there's a picture of the mask. He's got the hole in the neck where she stabbed him, you know, 30 years ago or whatever. It's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. I'm excited.
I'm also excited to see A Star Is Born as well. Yeah. I tried to watch the original version. It's a little too dated for me, but I love Bradley Cooper, and I'm a big Lady Gaga fan, as you know. I watched her documentary, which is also on Netflix. Very, very good.
Yeah.
I talk about Gaga at least once a month.
Yeah, sure.
I'll mirror that. Those two sound great.
Let's see. Nick says, DH Canada, is it wrong that the UFC is using McGregor throwing the dolly at the bus in their hype trailers for the fight?
No.
I mean, kinda.
Is it though? Is it really?
But I mean, kinda, because like, people got hurt.
Yeah, that's the problem. People got hurt.
Like, do they get hurt for reals?
Yeah, they got cut by glass. And people, some fighters had to pull out of the fight because of it. It was not great. I mean, look, Conor is a great hype man. I'm sure 80% of the reason he did that was to just drum up hype for whatever fight he has next and the people that fight with him and getting people talking about the UFC. He realizes that's what's going to happen. But I really can't condone going out and hurting people's careers or causing physical harm to people outside of the cage. Inside, anything goes. Bloodbath, who cares? I love Conor. I still got Conor in the next fight, but I want to see him dial back the antics a little bit because I do think that it takes away from the actual sport. That's my opinion there. Also, that fight is going to be amazing. And I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed because it's happening during my 20-year high school reunion.
Ooh,
so I can't watch
that's
it.
That's rough. Well, you can phone, you know, down.
Yeah.
Have the phone.
I'll watch it afterward. I'll watch it the next day, as you do sometimes.
20 years.
Yeah, bud. 20-year high school. Did you?
Yeah.
I missed my 10-year.
I missed my 10-year also.
And I'm bummed because all of my friends went. And they were like, it was a blast actually getting to catch up with people.
I wish I'd been able to go.
I'm going to my 20.
That's awesome.
So we'll see what happens.
That's awesome.
Gonna be partying the old Riverside. Let's see. Let's go into sub-bully mode. And then we'll round this bad boy out because you got another show to do after
I
this.
I do. It's true.
That's going to be. That's a serious
one.
We
have a sub-bully mode thing.
Give me the graphic.
Oh. Sub-bully mode.
That was sub-bully mode. Slide into my mode.
It's like a comedy club in the 90s.
Yeah, or a comedy club now.
No, that's true. Yeah, back. It's back.
Which they all look like. The final boss fight says, Nick, when are we getting a coffee shop friends-like show with the kind of funny guys on Netflix?
I love it.
Sold itself.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix, if you're watching, we'll take that show. That's how it goes, right? That's how easy it is.
That's how easy
you don't
it
have
is.
To write things or
nope.
develop things or have a 20-year career that allows you to go out there and pitch. That's fine. I'll just pitch stuff. Netflix will pick me up because we're super talented.
super talented.
That's the requirement.
Oh,
this is a
great question. Right. You don't have to answer this because it's putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Get Buckets in the chat has been on me about this for months.
Okay.
He swears that The Matrix Reloaded is a good movie, and now he wants to know your opinion on it.
Reloaded's the second one.
That's the second one.
It's not a good movie.
That's your answer right there, Get Buckets. That's your answer
I'm sorry.
Right there.
It's not, and it's just
it has some great moments.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some
the Russos are trying to do something crazy and revolutionary, and it didn't work.
It has great moments, yeah. I'll say that. It is not a great film, though.
The Matrix is so cool because it gets the hero's journey, and it, like, it just nails it.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean,
they what they
you mean the first
do,
Matrix?
Yeah,
it's fantastic. They should have stopped
with
that.
The second one, they were like, we need to flip this around. And
they were like, you know what I really want to know?
Different.
What I really want to see is the world of the dirt culture. I want to see the Burning Man aspect. Like, these people are living in hell.
But they're still in the Matrix.
No, but they are hunted.
Oh, yeah. You,
I'm talking about the real world where they go and they do the dirt bike party.
No, they're still in the Matrix.
Oh, the whole time they're in the Matrix?
Yeah, I subscribe to this theory, too.
That would have been one of the coolest endings to the trilogy ever.
That is the ending.
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
Yeah. No, they did. Go look. They did it.
The whole...
What?
He controls the squiddies with his mind in Revolution.
He does do that. He does do that.
So, yeah.
So he's still in the Matrix?
Yeah. They're all still in the Matrix. They lost. We lost. Humans lost. That's the end result.
That's way cooler than...
That's my pitch.
They should have gone with that.
I think they did go with that. They just didn't go hard. That's true.
Yeah, that's the problem. They needed to go hard with that.
They had two people do big speeches that are very unclear. Instead of just being like, yeah, you're still in the Matrix, bro.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
They had the architect and the Merovingian, right? And they both have very long speeches.
Yeah, they were way too elaborate, way too intricate.
But they were really cool. There are some very cool fights.
I never pieced that together because I always did wonder. I was like, why could he control the squids in real life?
Well, there's that hint that, I can't remember his name, but the other guy, the previous Neo, is in it, right?
Well, because the other guy comes out of the Matrix. Agent Smith comes out and infests another guy.
You know why?
Because
he's in the other Matrix.
Yeah, because there's still the freaking Matrix.
It's Russian dolls of matrices. Matrices. Yeah.
And he saves Carrie Ann Moss. That's the whole
thing.
Right. She's in the
Matrix.
She's
amazing.
But...
I wish she was in more stuff.
Well, she's in Jessica Jones.
Yeah, she is. Fantastic. Yes, she is fantastic. Yeah.
Really good at that. Hot scenes. Let's see. Star is Born is at 94%, and Halloween has 81% on RT as of now. It's a great world to live in.
Yep.
Great world to live in.
Yep.
All right. This is okay. We'll round out with this one. We'll end with this.
Okay.
The all important question: have you seen the seminal film starring Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell called Daddy's Home?
Yes, I have seen Daddy's
Home. What is your take on Daddy's Home?
It's hilarious. It's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a funny movie. My kids love it.
Justin Richmond.
Yeah.
There it is, right there.
Good old fashioned comedy.
It's good. They don't make those anymore.
No, not like that.
They don't
that.
Make good old fashioned comedy movies anymore. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank
today.
You. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Go check out his show, The Dragon Prince, September 14th on Netflix. We're all stoked for it here. Stick around. He's going to be on Kind of Funny Games Daily talking more. Probably less shenanigans and more. That show is just so important. You know, it's just so important. Greg wears a tie. It's all great, unlike this show. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Here, live for you guys, doing the show again. If you're watching this on YouTube, let us know if you knew that the whole thing was a Matrix, because I did not get that.
I mean, to be clear, that's still a theory, right?
It makes more sense.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
It makes a lot more
sense. But it's not supported in the movies.
It is
very
well. That's the thing. In the first movie, they have the line where they're like, yet like 1% or something can't be tricked
right.
in that Matrix.
Right.
And it like they make it seem like they...
There's the whole bit with Persephone at the end. Anyway, all right.
I mean, I'm just saying... Let us know what you thought in the comments of this video. And of course, subscribe and follow both of us on Twitter. I'm at @Nick_Scarpino, and you are at Wild Speculation.
At Wild Speculation.
On Twitter. You can keep up with what's going on with the show and also keep up with the news of what's happening with the game when and if he deigns to tell us.
Well, I'll tell you.
When it's happening.
Yeah, I'll tell
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Yeah, appreciate you very much.
Thanks, man.
All right, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow. I love you. Kevin, cut the feed.